Okay, so at this point, I'd like to invite our three teachers to come up and say a few words. Roshi, would you like to get the ball rolling?
Thank you. Well, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Is it Carl? Is that ready? Recently, I had dinner with a businessman, a friend of mine, who does a lot of business, many millions of dollars worth. And he was very sad, and I asked why, and he said, well, I had a long day, a tough day. A friend of mine with whom I do business lied to me. People think businessmen lie all the time, but we don't. Our reputation demands that we tell the truth. People won't do business with us. Yesterday, I would have believed anything he said. Today, I won't believe anything he says. So there's a way of doing business. It doesn't depend on whether you have faith in God or the same faith that others have. But there's a way of doing business, and not to go that road, you suffer a severe penalty, perhaps. You lose something that is unrecoverable. And this is true if you talk about this. There's a way of being a husband or a wife. There's a way of being a father or a mother. It's a wide road. It embraces all personalities, but it is a road. There are things you must do. There's no excuse for not doing it. And so too for those of us who wish to do Zen, find Zen is a way of life. There is a way of doing it. It's a very broad way. It encompasses all personalities, but it is a road. To deviate from that road, you might suffer a severe penalty. You might lose something that there is not time to recover. And that is why this day is so important. This opening of a Zendo. If we wish to do Zen normally, all these exceptions, but normally we need a teacher, we need a sangha, we need companions, and so we need a zendo, and that's why this day is a big day, a sacred day, sacred in the sense it's important, and so we're very grateful to Sensei Carl for providing this great service of opening a place where we can sit, where we can be, receive the instruction we need, the companionship that we really crave, and where we can practice our Zen, which is indispensable. It's a wonderful way. And we come in gratitude to Carl, gratitude to our companions and the Sangha, and to realize the seriousness of this day. There is a road. No one may be on it, but it is clear. Carl said we should have poetry. There's a woman who sits with me who is a poet, published poet, and she has something very brief and very simple that has touched me. Just two lines. The wind stirs. Ah, this world.